From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Supporters of the Iranian government demonstrated Saturday in the capital of Tehran as anti-government protests entered a third day and spread to other cities. The protest occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning against illegal gatherings. A relatively small group of government protesters rallied at the University of Tehran, but they were greatly outnumbered by thousands of pro-government supporters in a show of government strength. According to the Associated Press, the first month of U.S. President Donald Trump's term in office, he sent an American scholar to meet with North Korean officials and to relay a message. That message was that the new administration was appreciative of a nearly four-month freeze of the North's nuclear and ballistic missile test and thought it might just offer a ray of hope. However, the AP reported North Korean officials said the lack of testing wasn't a sign of conciliation and insisted that Kim Jong-un would order tests whenever he wanted. 2 days later, the North launched a new medium-range missile, ushering in a year of escalating tensions. Meanwhile, Reuters reports that Russian tankers have supplied fuel to North Korea on at least three occasions. And new reports also come as China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of the United Nations Security Council sanctions. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome in 2018. In the United States, New York officials announced that they will use two-step screenings, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, as an estimated 2 million people gather there. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack earlier this week in a Russia supermarket in St. Petersburg. The militants said the explosion was carried out by an Islamic State-linked group. According to a statement made on its news agency, the group did not provide any evidence for its claim. However, at least 13 people were injured when the homemade bomb detonated in a branch of a supermarket chain Wednesday. Health officials said none of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. Turkey hosts the largest number of refugees in the world, and 3 million of them are Syrians, most of them in towns and cities across the country. But this year, a series of clashes between Turks and Syrians could be a sign that it's time that some Turks' patience is running out. Dorian Jones reports for VOA.
Earlier this year, Istanbul witnessed unprecedented violence against Syrian refugees after they were blamed for the death of a Turkish youth. In Istanbul's Esinler district, which is home to about 500,000 people, almost one-fifth are Syrian refugees. It's one of the poorest areas of the city. Local elected representatives like Mustafa Güven are on the front line of coping with the strains of a large refugee population. Güven says the recent clashes are a worrying sign.
Öcü değil yani, bunlara yardımcı oluyor, elinden geldiği kadar ekmeğini paylaşıyor.
The people of the Republic of Turkey are not monsters. They help Syrians as much as they can. They share their bread with them. Those Syrians who don't appreciate this are in the wrong. Of course, we see disputes and conflicts among the youth, but Syrians should be quieter. They are in a foreign country, after all, a country that gave them refuge.
There's new hope for ailing parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef, assisted reproductive technology. Professor Peter Harrison from Southern Cross University has been collecting coral spawn of Heron Island on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. It is then placed into tanks where it matures.
What we're doing is capturing some of that coral spawn, growing millions of larvae, and then putting those larvae back into areas of the reef that don't have many living corals on them at the moment to rapidly increase the rate at which coral recovery can occur. These are the first experiments using this larval restoration technique on the Great Barrier Reef. The work is still experimental at the moment, but the results from these last experiments will help us understand how we can scale up to hectare-scale reef patches in future.
The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is about the size of Japan and is so big it can be seen from outer space. It is home to more than 3,000 types of mollusk and 1,600 species of fish. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.